This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when some of the baseball teams that decided not to play yesterday will be returning to the field. At least that's the plan right now. And the basketball teams that had decided not to play in protest for the shooting of Jacob Blake in Kenosha, Wisconsin, those teams also are going to be continuing to postpone games that are scheduled for today. These are playoff games, of course, for the NBA and the bubble and the Disney bubble down in Orlando. But the reports are that they will finish the season. They will try to get these other games in. If there is anyone out there who wants to explain to me how not playing sporting events, giving up sporting events, makes America better, if you can explain that, I would love to hear it. 1-800-955-1776. It is truly one of those bizarre things. It also seems to me fairly bizarre that there are now demands for a drug test. Yes, a drug test coming up for Joe Biden and for President Trump before the big debate, which is scheduled on September 29th. Who's calling for the drug tests? The President of the United States. Why? We will get to that. It is a bizarre way to set up his big speech, could be the biggest speech of his life so far, his acceptance speech, which is scheduled tonight from the White House. Last night, Mike Pence gave his dramatic speech from Fort McHenry. And even for people who dismiss Mike Pence or belittle him or downgrade him, you got to acknowledge it was a very very effective speech. It worked. Let us go to his competitor for the vice presidency, to Senator Kamala Harris, who is right now talking about the looting and the reaction to the Jacob Blake shooting. Listen, this is Senator Harris.
You will have a seat at the table in the halls of Congress and in the White House. We all grew up reciting the Pledge of Allegiance, but now we must give real meaning to its words. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Justice. Let's talk about that, because the reality is that the life of a black person in America has never been treated as fully human, and we have yet to fulfill that promise of equal justice under law. We will only achieve that when we finally come together to pass meaningful police reform and broader criminal justice reform and acknowledge and address systemic racism. We will only come closer to achieving that when we finally come together. We have come a long way in our country toward building a more perfect union, and the time is now, right now, to take the next step forward. And even as we experience this reckoning with racial injustice, we must also confront another crisis, the pandemic that has torn apart so many lives. The numbers that define this crisis are staggering. We cannot look the other way or allow ourselves to become numb to them. Nearly 6 million confirmed cases of the coronavirus. 180,000 lives lost. More than 50 million claims for unemployment this year alone. We need to see and we need to hear what is happening in our country. The quiet desperation that has taken over so many lives in America. The family packing into their car at 5 o'clock in the morning, hoping the local food bank still has something left when they get to the front of the line. The 50-year-old store manager who's been laid off.
This is Kamala Harris, the Democratic nominee for Vice President of the United States. I think one of the questions that would come to everybody, Jeremy, we went to her after she spoke about the looting. She did insist that there was a difference between the peaceful protests and the looting. Okay. And I assume she did not speak out in favor of or in defense of the looting. One of the questions that is sort of obvious here is, why is she doing this today? And the answer is because Mike Pence had a very successful night last night. I think that that is a general consensus, even though the Washington Post did a savage fact-checking on Mike Pence, and some of it they're right. I mean, Mike said stuff that just wasn't so. But he spoke extraordinarily well. It was passionate, it was personal, it was very effective, just as it sounded very passionate and personal and effective when Senator Harris was just talking. The other reason she's doing this and not Joe Biden, aside from the fact that she's getting a chance here to sort of answer Mike Pence, who had the spotlight last night, is because she's African-American, because she's black. She basically has a certain amount of credibility to talk about these issues of police shootings. There is so much that is new about the situation in Kenosha, Wisconsin, and the situation involving the accused murderer, and whose name is Kyle Rittenhouse, who's 17 years old. And it's actually sad the more you read about it, because he's 17 years old. He has a very powerful weapon. He has an AR-15, some kind of semi-automatic rifle. And he brings it down there, up there to Kenosha from about 20 miles away where he lives. And obviously his intentions were good. They were to prevent seeing car dealers burnt up. They were to prevent seeing businesses destroyed, to prevent violence. But this is why vigilantism is a very, very bad idea. You have to leave it to police officers. And yes, there are reports even that earlier there is some video that shows Kyle Rittenhouse cleaning off some of the leftist graffiti that had been placed on walls. And that certainly seems admirable. And again, he had apparently he had an ambition. He was only 17 to go into law enforcement at some time. And he clearly was not up there targeting African-Americans, the people who have been shot, two dead, one seriously wounded. They do not appear to be black. They appear to be very white and very radical. Doesn't mean they deserve to get shot. But the entire thing, when you look at the video, there are two different episodes. And in both of those episodes, he was confronting people who were meaning to harm him, and some chasing him down the street, and some who were, according to other eyewitnesses, struggling with the rifle with Kyle Rittenhouse. And will that help in his when he stands trial? I mean, it probably will help to prevent him from getting any charge of premeditated murder. But I don't think the self-defense defense is going to work for him. And what about all of the new information that we're getting about Jacob Blake? It's also relevant. Why is this all of a sudden something that is stopping professional sports, disrupting the country, upstaging a devastating hurricane, and the other hurricane of energy and rhetoric known as President Trump, who's speaking tonight. We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
You're listening to the Mighty Michael MedVed Show.
Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%.
Did you know precious metals had a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
On the Michael MedVed Show, the Mariners are apparently playing today after the game was canceled yesterday in protest of the Jacob Blake shooting. What a game between San Diego and Seattle has to do with a shooting in Kenosha and the riots that are ongoing in Kenosha, Wisconsin, I don't know. at least the Milwaukee Bucks, they are the team that most fans in Kenosha would be rooting for, one of the Milwaukee major league teams. I guess Green Bay, it's not Milwaukee, but it's also Wisconsin for the Packers for football. But the story that just came down the line is that the Milwaukee Bucks' decision to sit out a playoff game in protest of Jacob Blake's shooting by police in Kenosha, Wisconsin, which led the NBA, the National Basketball Association, to postpone three games yesterday, will not lead to the end of the league's postseason, according to people with knowledge of the situation. NBA players from the 13 teams still remaining in the NBA's bubble at Disney World met Wednesday evening and this morning to discuss whether to resume play or to cancel the balance of the playoffs. I don't know how canceling the balance of the playoffs is supposed to help Jacob Blake or America. But there it is. The playoffs are set to run through mid-October. After an 11 a.m. players' meeting, which ran concurrently with an emergency meeting of the NBA's Board of Governors, the players decided we'll continue playing. There were three games scheduled for today, but those games are expected to be postponed as the players work through the raw emotions shared by many players and coaches in the wake of Blake's shooting. There was a tweet by LeBron James that said, bleep this bleep, we're not playing, we need change. So what change exactly are we talking about? Oh, here we go, another breaking news. The Washington Nationals, recently world champions, and the Philadelphia Phillies will not play tonight. According to three people with knowledge of the situation, the Phillies made the choice not to play by team vote. According to multiple media reports, postponing the finale of a three-game series. The statement yesterday by the Milwaukee Bucks, it was a statement that was read out by a guard for the Bucks named George Hill. And what he said in a statement for the team was, when we take the court and we represent Milwaukee and Wisconsin, we are expected to play at a high level, give maximum effort, and hold each other accountable. We hold ourselves to that standard. And in this moment, we are demanding the same from our lawmakers and law enforcement. We are calling for justice for Jacob Blake and demand the officers be held accountable. For this to occur, it is imperative that the Washington State Legislature reconvene after months of inaction and take up meaningful measures to address issues of police accountability, brutality, and criminal justice reform. The whole idea that the police are not being held accountable, they are doing a full investigation of the Blake shooting. The officers have been suspended. It has been identified and established that only one officer shot. It was not Jacob Blake being shot from various directions. It was the officer closest to him, who was a seven-year veteran, who did not appear like Derek Chauvin to have some problems in his background. He had no problems. He was a good guy. He'd been in law enforcement in different capacities for different departments for years, and for 7 years with Kenosha. And the entire hysteria, what is it? And by the way, I'd love for somebody to give me an answer on this. You want the... And Kamala Harris was just talking about that. It's high time that we fix this, we repaired this. What is it that police are supposed to do? It is a very hard job being a cop. You are called on a guy with an extensive criminal record and an outstanding warrant, which was true for Jacob Blake. He is refusing to cooperate with the officers. You can hear on the tape and the additional tape that they have that he was having a very difficult time cooperating. Okay, I'm going to go there. There's a piece by a cop, a former cop, whose name is Brandon Tatum. And he's black. He is a former cop for the Tucson, Arizona Police Department. And he wrote a piece. He's well known on the internet. He has written, he is a supporter of President Trump, and he's a big supporter of the idea of equal justice. But he says this: 99.9% of police-involved shootings can be completely eliminated if people would just do a simple thing called not resist arrest, follow directions. How hard is that? Now let's talk, he says, about Mr. Jacob Blake, because people are burning down their city in the name of Jacob Blake as if he's an innocent man just getting in his car. He wasn't even doing nothing to nobody. Yes, he was. What do you think he was doing when he was going to his car after they yelled at him and told him to stop, stop, stop? Mind you, they showed up to the car for the domestic violence situation. Mr. Jacob Blake had an active warrant at the time of the situation. Arrest warrant issued. Was issued back in July 6th. 2016, what does his criminal record look like in 2016? This is what it looks like. Battery, strangulation, domestic violence. You got bail jumping, felony crime, disorderly conduct. These are criminal behaviors. 2015, what is Mr. Blake doing? Endangering safety by use of a dangerous weapon while intoxicated. Intentional pointing at people, carrying a concealed weapon in a public building, resisting, obstructing, causing substantial bodily harm or soft tissue injury, disorderly conduct. Third degree sexual assault, domestic abuse, these are felony crimes. All of these are what he was wanted for. The second video you can see, this says Brandon Tatum, you can see the gentleman arguing with the police behind the car. They make their way to the side of the car. He gets up walking around the car. They got a gun pointed at him. They are telling him, stop, stop, stop. He goes for the car. The officer tries to stop him. His baby mama now is out there screaming, stop, don't do it, because she knows he is going to do something stupid. So he goes, he takes the first shot, then shot, 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 he's still reaching. So he got shot. Then they rendered aid to him, and he is still alive today. The police have confirmed there was a knife on the side of the car, on the floor of the car, for which they believe he was reaching. It's a terrible thing that he got shot. Everyone should feel sorry that he got shot. But this idea that a black life counts for less, would we even be talking about this, except for the fact that Jacob Blake is black? More coming up on the MedVed Show.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
All I ask is that these cities that are having difficulty, if they call us, if they request that we send the National Guard, they will be there instantaneously.
President Trump delivering that message while speaking at FEMA headquarters. And as far as President Trump sending the National Guard to Kenosha, Wisconsin, Kenosha County Sheriff David Beth.
Since Wednesday, the entire atmosphere of Kenosha has changed dramatically as far as the people. The crowds last night were small. It was a few hundred people. And they walked peacefully through Kenosha. They did exactly what they wanted to do as far as the protest to make people know their concerns.
Hurricane Laura is now a tropical storm. At least 5 people in Texas and Louisiana have died from the storm. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
With everything that is going on in this country, a pandemic and lockdowns and urban violence like we haven't seen since the 1960s, and that really is the case all around the country. With all of that going around, the Biden-Harris campaign is making a pitch, we want to get America back to normal. Daniel Henninger at the Wall Street Journal says very directly, nope, Joe Biden cannot restore normalcy. A pleasure to have Daniel Henninger back on our show. And again, another extraordinarily important and insightful column. Why can't the candidate dubbed by the president Sleepy Joe succeed in calming Americans down a little bit?
Well, I think it can be, to my mind, Michael, it can be summed up in 2 words: pandemic and protests. Especially the pandemic, followed on by the protests, which began after the Floyd event on May 25th. But Joe Biden was kind of setting himself up as a normal president before the pandemic happened. And the pandemic has really just been immeasurably disruptive of people's economic and personal lives. I mean, the economy went from normal down to nearly nothing almost overnight. People simply weren't working. And the effects on people's lives, whether it's their workplace, their children being at home, their children now not knowing whether or not they are going back to school, has been so disruptive that I think many voters are not so much looking at the next 4 years, but the next 12 to 18 months, and whether they can restore, I don't think it's quite normalcy, but just a sense of well-being and possibility. But you add to that the fact that the protests, the violence, and the looting did occur, And what we have seen just here in the past 2 months is literally liberals moving out of cities like New York, Los Angeles, Hollywood, San Francisco, and Chicago to get away from the combination of the pandemic and the protests. And a lot of this was manifest during the Democratic convention last week, when you had not only Bernie Sanders promising that Joe Biden, if elected, would be one of the most transformative presidents since Franklin Roosevelt, but speaker after speaker suggesting that as well the Democrats would have to remake American society, which in their minds is clearly guilty of systemic racism, structural racism that needs to be undone. To me, Michael, that adds up to a party promising an extraordinary amount of disruption, way beyond anything that Donald Trump has done with his personality. The one thing it does not add up to, in my mind, is anything resembling normalcy.
So if the American people want a sort of back to normal interlude, at least, after all of the economic and social and racial devastation, if they just want a calming impact as president, do you think we have a chance of getting back to normal with a Trump second term?
Well, I'm not going to begin to believe that President Trump is going to change his personality. So, you know, I have to say, Michael, you've probably been talking about this on your program, the worldview being conveyed by the Republican convention, I have to admit I've been very impressed by it. Speaker after speaker has delivered excellent speeches. I mean, just from a writing standpoint of view, they've been fine and they've been substantive. And there hasn't been a lot of what you would describe as red meat. They really haven't resembled the Trump rallies, which the president frequently goes after people and attacks them. There's been very little of that sort of thing after 3 nights. And I think the Republicans and the president have recognized that the Democrats have given them an opening in that respect. That Democratic convention was, in a word, divisive, almost by definition, if you're going to suggest that much of the country is racist. And I think Trump and the Republicans have seen they have an opportunity here to think about the country in more positive and, dare I say, inclusive terms. And we shall see tonight when the president speaks what direction he takes. I think he's going to be very tough on the protests and the violence. But the list of things that he's accomplished as often, like school choice, pushing school choice, have been very positive. And I think there is the possibility that in a second term, the president will decide that he doesn't need to be reelected. He doesn't need to appeal in that way and get back to restoring the economy in a real way. And it just might indeed be relatively more calming than it was the first term.
Well, I think one of the ways that we can get some indication of it is I understand that the president is going to sketch out a vision with 3 or perhaps 4 ambitious goals for the second term. I mean, the party has no platform this time for the first time ever. So maybe tonight in his speech, the president will sketch a little bit of that in. He is also, we're going to go into this. We haven't gone into it on the show yet, but I wanted to get your take, Daniel Henninger. He just said in an interview, and he went into some detail about it, that he believes that Joe Biden and President Trump himself, they should both be drug tested before the second debate. Do you think that's a good idea, like a prize fight? You make sure that both of the fighters do not have, I don't know, steroids or amphetamines or something like that, hyping them up for the debate?
No, I don't think so. I don't think that's necessary. I think what he's getting at is this sort of rumor deep in the background in Washington that that Joe Biden may be taking some medications to help with his cognitive ability. I personally have a lot of concerns about Biden's cognitive ability. Obviously, he's able to read a 30-minute speech off a teleprompter. But I don't know that he, I mean, look at Nancy Pelosi today suggesting there should be no debate. You know, Michael, to me it suggests that the party insiders understand that Biden really is not cognitively up to it anymore. He would not survive those debates. He doesn't survive an extemporaneous settings. And I don't know whether they're going to be able to get away with that, with or without drug tests. So much is going on in this country right now that I think the American electorate wants to hear from both of these people standing on a stage talking and debating one another about the direction they want to take the country. And if Joe Biden...
Amen to that. No, of course they're going to have to do the debates. Very quickly, what do you think the big news item is going to be from the president's speech tomorrow?
Well, I think probably the big news item is going to be having to do with cutting people's taxes, quite frankly. He's going to suggest he's going to try to make the payroll tax permanent. But I think he's going to say that he was going to try to repeat the economy that he produced the first 3 years, because it is only with that sort of dynamic economy that individuals are going to feel like they can pull themselves out of the hole that they have fallen into economically with this pandemic. So I expect him to promise that once we get past the pandemic, once we have a vaccine, that his economic policies will restore the economic vitality that he indeed did produce in the first 3 years of this administration.
Well, certainly a great deal of economic vitality at Wall Street. The Dow Jones up today, 258 points. Daniel Henninger, always illuminating, his new column, Joe Biden Can't Restore Normalcy. Insightful and spot on, as usual. We will be right back on the issue of debates and drug tests coming up on the Michael Medved Show.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the Medved Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch Medved's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where ClearPlay comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, ClearPlay can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. And you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com, because ClearPlay loves good movies.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
On the Michael Medved show, you know the campaign is getting down and dirty already when one side is accusing the other candidate of being on drugs of some kind. And that's the case in a piece in the Washington Examiner based on a personal interview by Byron York. President Trump says he will call for drug tests for both Vice President Joe Biden and himself before the first candidate's debate, which is coming up in barely a month from now, September 29th. In an Oval Office interview yesterday, the president expressed suspicion at what he said was a sudden marked improvement in Biden's debate performance during the Democratic primary season, and suggested that he believes the improvement was the result of drugs. President Trump, speaking to Byron York of the Washington Examiner, sounded like this. Listen.
What nobody thought is that he was even going to win. Performances were so bad, you know. Frankly, his best performance was against Bernie. We're going to call for a drug test, by the way, because his best performance was against Bernie. It wasn't that he was Winston Churchill, because he wasn't, but it was a normal, boring debate. You know, nothing amazing happened. And we are going to call for a drug test, because there's no way you can't do that.
What do you think is going on?
Well, I don't know how he could have been so incompetent.
Your new Honda is...
How he could have been so incompetent, he says in his... Right, yeah, Jeremy says, how could he be so incompetent with the commercial coming in there? In any event, I don't know how he could have been so incompetent in his debate performances and then all of a sudden be okay against Bernie. My point is, if you go back and you watch some of those numerous debates, he was so bad. He wasn't even coherent. He didn't even know where he was. And against Bernie, we're calling for a drug test. And this is like a prize fight where beforehand you have a test, Byron asked. Well, it is a prize fight, the president said. It's no different from the gladiators. Well, a little bit different. Except we have to use our brain and our mouth, and our body has to stand. I want all standing. They want to sit down. This all seems extraordinarily bizarre until you read one thing. Back in October, 4 years ago, he called for a drug test of Hillary. And yes, he did. He said, I think we should take a drug test prior to the debate. We should take a test prior because I don't know what's going on with her. There were no drug tests with Hillary, and there will probably be no drug tests with Biden. There will, however, be a debate, contrary to what Nancy Pelosi believes she's undercutting. It's just stupid beyond belief. This is clip number 9. She is undercutting Vice President Biden by making comments like these. Listen.
I myself, just don't tell anybody I told you this, especially don't tell Joe Biden. I don't think that there should be any debates. I do not think that the president of the United States has comported himself in a way that anybody should, and has any association with truth, evidence, data, and facts. I wouldn't legitimize a conversation with him, nor a debate in terms of the presidency of the United States. Now, I know that the Biden campaign thinks in a different way about this, but I thought what he did in the 2016 was disgraceful, stalking Hillary Clinton like that. I was disappointed that the press didn't say, go back to your station. You're not here. You don't own this stage. You have your own podium. She has hers. So I think that he'll probably act in a way that is beneath the dignity of the presidency. He does that every day. But I think he will also belittle what the debates are supposed to be about. And they're not to be about the skullduggery on the part of somebody who has no respect for the office he holds.
Okay, again, that's not the most respectful thing to say, is it? She went on this subject, and then there was a response from Joe Biden. We'll play both. Let's go to the second part of Nancy Pelosi on the debates.
Much less the democratic process. Why else would he try to undermine the elections in the manner in which he is doing? So if Joe Biden asked you what I thought about it, I don't think that he should dignify that conversation with Donald Trump. You can have you ask them any questions, both of them. Just take their own stage for any number of conversations about any subjects. Hold them accountable. What are they proposing? What is their vision? What is their knowledge? How are they going to get it done? How do they connect with the American people? Let that be a conversation with the American people. Not an exercise in skullduggery.
Okay, I'm not sure that the debate would be an exercise in skullduggery. And Biden today was on MSNBC, and he says, yes, he is planning to debate Donald Trump. And, of course, he has to. He has no chance of winning an election if he won't debate him. Biden was on MSNBC this morning, but he said he faces some special challenges in debating Donald Trump. Listen.
Well, what do you think about that? Would you consider not debating the president?
No. I'm going to, as long as the commission continues down the straight and narrow as they have, I'm going to debate him. Now I know for certain that they're going to, I'm going to be a fact checker on the floor while I'm debating him, in fact. But look, the one thing that's gone on so far is the vast majority, with notable exceptions, of the news media have been fact checking the things they've been saying during the convention. And it's just one lie after another. Lying, one after another. But the debates are going to take place. I've been recommended to me by a number of very competent people who know their way around, including leading Republicans, that I shouldn't debate Trump unless there's a fact checker on the ground. I mean, in there in the debate saying that's true, that's not true. But look, I think everybody knows this man is has a somewhat pathological tendency not to tell the truth.
Also a harsh statement. Look, I do understand some of the frustration of watching one convention or another. And watching the Democratic convention, there were things that were repeated endlessly and endlessly and endlessly. There were, at the very, very best, misleading, if not outright lies. And that's been true. I mean, one of the things that they fact-checked Mike Pence for is something the president has probably said it 1,000 times, and I don't think it's an exaggeration, which is that Donald Trump achieved achieved the biggest tax cut in American history. And the Washington Post fact-checked that from Mike Pence, and the Post is right. It's not the biggest tax cut in American history, not in terms of sheer dollar amounts, not as a percentage of the budget, not as a percentage of taxes. In fact, since 1945, it is the eighth largest tax cut in American history. The real question is, did it work or not? And it worked. Look at what it did to goose the economy. And that is a case that that frankly, you really do have to talk against the Democrats, where they suggest that the economy was already struggling and it was already heading in the wrong direction at the time that the pandemic struck. That is not true. We did have record low unemployment. And you can argue about whether this is the greatest economy we ever had. That may be an overstatement. But the economy was strong, and people believe that President Trump, more people believe that he is capable of making it stronger again than believe that about Joe Biden. And that's going to be one of the biggest challenges for the Biden campaign. One of the fascinating things, it seems to me, is that right now you have two parties, not one, two parties that have been very unclear about what they plan to do if they win the election. With the Republican Party, they don't even have a platform. And I think that President Trump is going to fill in some of those blanks tonight. I think he has to do that. The Democrats, they keep denying that they actually want to go through their platform that was agreed on by that joint task force with the Sanders people and the Biden people. In other words, it is not true that Joe Biden immediately wants to cut off fossil fuels, but he does say that we should go to carbon net zero by 2050. Okay, it's 30 years from now. The question is, are they going to stick to some of the radical goals that are genuinely in the Democratic platform? I think they'll be attacked on it tonight, and that's fair and appropriate in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.